Hello.
Secretary Laird. You are.
Hi, Mel.
Hello, Mr. President.
Are everything still going on schedule, huh?
Everything's going on schedule.
One thing that it would be very helpful, Bob was telling me this morning that there was a wire service report about 20 ships lined up to get out. I know it's night out there, but if you could have a photo plane get a photo of ships lined up to get out, that would be a hell of a good thing to put out here. Think you could do that, or is it too dangerous?
No, we're watching that, and we will try to get a picture. We have no evidence on a movement through the channel yet, but we will be watching that.
It may be that was simply a wire service report, but if you do that, in other words, Mel, I would particularly like in this period that you watch the PR thing yourself, because you know you've been operational, but you know more about this. You've forgotten more than Hank and these other people will ever learn.
We'll watch that very carefully.
And if you see something that we can do, write it hard. See?
That was one of the pilot's reports, Mr. President, that was laying the mines.
Oh.
And you see, they can only take about 10 ships at the piers there, and he might have just saw some of those were lined up to go in. So we're
all set for a good strike tonight. Is that
yes,
right?
Yes, we are.
And I particularly want that one. You see, when we got at the outset of an operation like this, you'll have more support than you'll have later, and now is the time to bang them good.
We're doing. We're going to really bang well up there, and we're going to take out that railroad bridge and a few other
railroad bridge and some POL.
POL, and the rails are.
And you're looking at those power plants. Those, if you could get those power plants, you know they use up fuel, and that'd have a hell of a psychological effect on them. Will you take a hard look at those?
We have them on the target list, and we'll go after them.
Good deal. Fine.
Very good.
All right. Just tear hell out of them, because now that we crossed the Rubicon, as I said, by God, Caesar crossed the Rubicon, but he didn't lose.
Ken Rush did a good job this morning.
Oh, he did. I didn't get to see him.
He really did a fine job.
Well, but his diplomatic experience in this, he probably did. Well, good. I'll get a rerun of it and see. Look at it tonight.
Very good.
Good. When are you going to do something?
Well, I.
When do you have to appear before committees?
I'm going to have.
I'm just trying to think of when you're going out.
I was going to go today, and then we decided, you know, that it was
take a day off.
Henry going.
Henry go today, right? You go tomorrow.
I'm going to be going at a press conference in. If I do this, I have a press conference in Georgia, one in Miami, and one in Houston.
When?
Starting tomorrow and the next day.
Great, great, great! Hit it like hell. That's marvelous places to do it. Couldn't be better. But also get the national TV there down there too. You know,
I think they'll
try to hit it in a way that you hit it at the part of the day that so you can get on the evening news in the event they have any room. Okay?
We will.
Fine. And then tomorrow, I don't know. We haven't got anybody to go. Well, I guess Agnew. No, he's leaving. Well, anyway, you're not going tomorrow then, huh?
Well, I could go if I cancel out this meeting at. Maybe it's better if I cancel out the Fort Benning thing and then go here.
Well, I tell you, would you do this? Would you mind? Haldeman's sort of watching to see that we don't step on each other. Would you mind giving him a ring to see who is going tomorrow? And if not, it's maybe more important for you to do a press conference here than in Fort Benning. Or maybe you can do both.
I could get down there later on.
Right.
And do it.
Right. Okay. Well, I appreciate. See, I should not go up to bat again. Now, you know. Don't you agree?
I've
got to let it rest a week now, and then maybe I'll do something next week with the press. And Henry's gone today, and that's good. And that gets all the diplomatic gobbledygook out of the way. But then you can go on with the strong statement about that. By God, this can be made to work. That's the main thing. It will work. And the main thing is that the president has given authorization that it, you know, that we now have not only the power, but the will and the directives and the flexibility to make the damn thing work. And I think that's what we've got to really pound home to people. Because the psychological effect is what we need out. I'm not speaking to American people, but the psychological effect in North Vietnam, that it ain't going to be like 68.
Mm-hmm.
See?
Yes.
Okay.
Whatever is necessary. I think
that's right.
The thing to get across.
All right, Mel. Thank you.
Very good.